did children, what did parents sometimes tell children would get them if they didn't be good?
The devil.
Do you have any nicknames for the devil?
Well, there are plenty. I mean, I've always expressed before my thought I couldn't. Be lots of ways to, if I was talking to a person, I wouldn't have any special thoughts on them.
Did you ever call him the booger man?
Well, that was in children's days, yeah, in my day, yeah, I called him the old booger man again. Yeah. I never did think that should be taught like that either.
What do people sometimes think they see around graveyards that are white?
Ghosts.
Any other names for ghosts?
And the name for ghost?
Other than ghost, do people call them other things?
Well, they may do, but I might always turn out to be an old stump or something. No, I don't know, they might have a name.
If there's a lonely old house right at the end of a dark road, and people think they hear noises coming from it at night, they might say that house is...
Ghost.
If ghosts live in the house, then the house is...
spooky.
If a man owns 500 acres of land, that's a lot of land. How would you express that? How much land would that be? You might say that's a...
What do you call it? A ranch.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression right smart? Like right smart land or right smart or something?
It has been used and some people, I don't know whether I would or not. It's used quite often.
When something is told to you that it's really, that really shocks you, and the person might even think you did it, you might turn around to them and say, I didn't do that, and I don't appreciate you thinking I did. Why the...
What the hell do you want to leave that impression on me for? That's about what I would say now.
Or you might say
something. Why the hell do you think I would do that?
Or how about this? What if, you know, if you're thinking about something and you get kind of a good thought, you say you've gotten a good...
visual idea. Good impression.
When you meet somebody on the street, what do you say to them in greeting to find out about their health? What would you say?
Well, that would be, I would like to have to say this. If you knew they were in health wasn't too well, and you would certainly have 2-3 seconds to fix what, I mean, before you started talking about that. And I believe that would have to be lying. You could always make them words a little smoother, never make them harsher.
Yeah.
Don't tell them they look worse than they just.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my reason. Anyway, you can use expression in them.
Okay, if you were introduced to a person who was a total stranger to you, what would you say to him he was a total stranger now, what would you say to him after you were introduced?
That would sort of depend on the person and his ability to talk and the sex and the general appearance.